This morning, America's first news starts right after this.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Ramping up the immigration debate. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Monday, June 18. Thanks for being with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
The Trump administration policy of separating illegal migrant families is expected to be a topic as the president meets with GOP leaders.
An SUV fleeing Border Patrol agents in Texas flipped on a rural highway, killing 5 of the 14 occupants.
Brooks Koepka repeats as U.S. Open golf champion, first man to do so since Curtis Strange in 1989.
And can apps that connect you to therapists help curb the spike in suicides?
Here we have mental health, behavioral health, and I think by just about any measure, this nation has some serious challenges in that area. So you have these tech companies developing these apps that essentially connect people with therapists remotely.
Ken Altucker at USA Today looks at new apps designed to address mental illness. Well, a Trump administration policy of separating immigrant children from adults crossing into the country illegally at the southern border is leading to a shortage of space for detainees. In addition, the zero-tolerance policy is having ripple effects on Capitol Hill. Democratic lawmakers spent the weekend visiting detention facilities, including one in Elizabeth, New Jersey. New York City Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was among them.
This is the child abuse that the Trump administration is perpetrating.
Texas Congressman Mike McCall says President Trump supports a pair of immigration reform bills that would end the practice.
The president is fully committed to both of these bills. He has put the full weight of his office behind it.
President Trump has insisted that Congress adopt tighter border security in response, including offering funding for his long-promised border wall. On Saturday, the president tweeted, quote, Democrats can fix their forced family breakup at the border by working with Republicans on new legislation. He meets with GOP lawmakers about it tomorrow. At least 5 people have been killed after their SUV rolled over and crashed on a Texas highway while fleeing the U.S. Border Patrol. The Texas Department of Public Safety said it happened late yesterday morning outside of Big Wells, Texas. We get more from this morning's Mike Gavin.
There were 14 people in the Chevy Suburban, which has seating for a maximum of 8 people. DeMitt County Sheriff Marion Boyd says Border Patrol agents had been in pursuit of the Suburban, which was traveling about 100 miles an hour. Multiple people inside the SUV were ejected as the vehicle rolled. The driver was able to walk following the wreck. High-speed chases aren't uncommon in some U.S. states bordering Mexico, as smugglers and others attempt to flee checkpoints. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. Border Patrol says the chase began after 3 vehicles were suspected of a smuggling event. 2 of them stopped and arrests were made. The 3rd was the fleeing Chevy Suburban. Inside a converted Walmart Supercenter about 6 miles from the U.S. border with Mexico in Brownsville, Texas, nearly 1,500 young immigrant boys have found their first home in the U.S. It's a shelter for immigrant youth. For several weeks, the Trump administration has been pursuing the policy of separating parents and children caught crossing into the U.S. illegally, part of its broader effort to reduce the flow of foreigners coming into the U.S. More from Wall Street Journal immigration reporter Alicia Caldwell. She's with us from Brownsville. Alicia, what's it like?
Well, it's just what it sounds like. It's a Walmart superstore, so 250,000 square feet converted to living space, classrooms, a medical facility. There's a cafeteria that looks like it could be in any elementary school you would walk into. Interestingly, there's murals all over the makeshift or the new walls with presidents on them, including President Trump. Hmm. So as the kids walk to the cafeteria, in fact, we saw them shuffling through. They walk past this first a mural of President Obama, and then a mural of President Trump that each one has a quote, and President Trump's, I believe, was something to the effect of, sometimes if you lose the battle, you can win the war. That's not a direct quote, but that was the gist of it.
Got it. I was surprised, too, to read that you said currently most of the boys at the center ages 10 to 17 came to the U.S. without their parents. Well, how does that work? They're just on their own?
Right. So since, really about since 2012, the U.S. government border authorities have reported this uptick or sort of a high number of unaccompanied kids. They call them in government parlance unaccompanied alien children. So it peaked in 2014. Some of your listeners may remember pictures of you know, just hordes of children. There were 69,000 or so unaccompanied children. At the same time, there were 70,000 plus people who came as families, so a parent and at least one child, or possibly two parents and multiple children. And we saw, you know, images of those folks at bus stations and so on after being released. What's happening now is children are still coming. They're not quite coming on their own in as high a number as 2014 or even 16 or 17, but they're still coming. In addition, you have tens of thousands of families that have come so far this year, and since about the beginning of May, they've been separated, almost 100% separation, with the parents going off to federal court to face a federal misdemeanor for those who don't have any criminal history or immigration history in the United States. Others who are also being prosecuted, parents or otherwise, can be charged with a felony for recrossing the border if you are coming back into the country without the government's permission. And then the kids go off to shelters like the one here in Brownsville. There's several other across the region. And in the case of younger children, I'm hearing that, you know, those kids are going to smaller group settings or foster families. There's a group in Michigan that typically has dealt with refugee children, unaccompanied refugee children, through the government's traditional refugee program. They are now housing newly designated unaccompanied kids who were separated from their parents at the border, including one who's as young as 8 months old.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal immigration reporter Alicia Caldwell. So you mentioned in the story there's about 1,500 young immigrant boys in this converted Walmart supercenter in Brownsville, Texas. What's next? How long will they be there?
So, on average, kids had been staying in shelters like this, operated by contractors under the auspices of the Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Refugee Resettlement, for about 56 days, so almost 2 months. There are a lot of folks who think that number is going to go up as more separated children stay in these shelters, because traditionally what happens is the unaccompanied kid who arrives has a destination in mind, a parent, a cousin, a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, grandparent, and heads to that spot. And is placed, you know, in these shelters initially and then released to that sponsor in the United States. The kids who are separated from their parents, their would-be sponsor, if you will, is being detained by the U.S. government. So it's not as easy to place that child unless there's another extended relative. Just a couple other complications that may slow that down, including the government's new approach to fingerprinting all sponsors and any adult living in the home with that sponsor and passing that information on to the immigration authorities for possible criminal investigation.
Thanks, Alicia. Wall Street Journal immigration reporter Alicia Caldwell. 14 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Monday. A dispute among rival gangs is being blamed on one person being killed and 22 others suffering injuries when gunfire erupted during an all-night arts festival in Trenton, New Jersey. Authorities say at least two people opened fire in the wee hours of yesterday morning at the annual Art All Night event in New Jersey's capital, about 30 miles north of Philadelphia. A suspected gunman was shot dead, identified by police as 33-year-old Tahaj Wells. Another suspect was in custody. Of the 22 people injured, Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofre said 17 of them were shot and multiple weapons were recovered from the scene.
Recovered at the scene was a handgun with an extended capacity magazine, meaning that it contained more ammunition than is permitted under New Jersey law.
Officials believe the suspect was killed by police and the case was being treated as an officer-involved shooting. More than 1,000 people were believed to have been at the festival when the violence started. This portion of the program is brought to you by LifeLock. Is cybercrime simply in some people's genes? Well, the genealogy and DNA testing site MyHeritage has announced a data breach that exposed email addresses and encrypted passwords for more than 92 million users. The breach involved users who signed up for the service through October of 2017 when the breach occurred. With your personal info from a data breach, criminals can open accounts, file tax returns, do things like buy property, and more. There are so many threats in today's connected world, and it takes just one weak link for criminals to get in. Well, good thing new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and your devices that you can't easily see or fix on your own. I use it for my family and my devices. If you have a problem, LifeLock has agents who will work to fix it. Now, no one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton Security can uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code Gordon for an extra 10% off your first year. That's LifeLock.com and the promo code Gordon for an extra 10% off. It's 20 minutes after the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, a newly opened tent city along the Texas border is now at the center of the national immigration debate. The campus housing teenage boys who illegally entered the U.S. unaccompanied by an adult. They're being moved there to make room at shelters for a growing number of migrant children who were separated from their parents under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Thousands of protesters chanted and held signs yesterday demanding the Trump administration stop separating children from their parents at the border. Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke was among them.
We try to tell ourselves, this is not America. This is not us. This is not what we do. But ladies and gentlemen, at this moment, this is America. This is us. This is what we are doing.
Department of Homeland Security numbers show that over a six-week period, nearly 2,000 children have been separated from nearly as many adults. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is looking into a meeting between longtime Donald Trump advisor Roger Stone and a Russian national during the height of the 2016 presidential campaign, a meeting prompted by an offer of information detrimental to Hillary Clinton. Stone did not reveal the meeting in his testimony before congressional investigators in September, but his attorney now says the Republican strategist had a recently refreshed recollection of the encounter after a former Trump aide who helped arrange the May 2016 meeting was questioned by Mueller's office last month. A strong earthquake knocked over walls and sent off scattered fires today around metropolitan Osaka in western Japan. At least three people were killed and more than 200 injured. Most of the injured were in Osaka. The magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck shortly after 8 a.m. Brooks Koepka has won the U.S. Open for the second straight year, becoming the sixth player in the tournament's history to win back-to-back titles.
I don't want to say I didn't think I could do it, but I knew that it was going to be that much more difficult. And to finally to do it, it's much more gratifying the second time.
Koepka was in a four-way tie for the lead after three rounds at Shinnecock Hills and shot 68 for a 1-over-281 total, as no player could match par.
Could you imagine not matching par?
It was a little windy this weekend.
I know. I'd still be out there now trying to finish like the first hole. Did you see Phil Mickelson, by the way, hit a rolling putt?
No.
He was so mad that he missed one. It started rolling down the hill. He ran after it and hit it back up the hill while it was still rolling. That's a two-stroke penalty. It's a two-stroke penalty, and he finished with a 10 on that hole. 23 minutes after the hour. Thanks for being with us. Every day, individuals are fired, hired, and promoted through your habits and behaviors. Which one of those are you asking for? More from Dr. Arlen Diamond, workplace consultant and president of Diamond Associates. Dr. Diamond, how do you see it?
You know, I'm thinking about this, obviously, for entry-level employees. You have to be on time. Perpetual tardiness will make people crazy and is one good way to get a really bad reputation. So that would be on time, be early. That would be number one. The other thing I think that you really need to think about is the importance of working while you're at work. This is not the time to surf the web, to check your social media. And I hate to tell you this, but there are employers that actually spy on you, for lack of a better word. Yeah. There are employees that actually spy on you and put you in a position where they know what you're doing. So your responsibility when you're at work is to work, strange as that might sound. And then something that here out here in Silicon Valley nobody seems to care about, but in the rest of the country and the rest of the world, how you dress at work matters. Here we tend to be very sloppy, very casual. But think about the impression that you're leaving, because everybody leaves impressions by what they look like.
I heard it said one time, you know, and this will apply not to your liking in Silicon Valley, but dress like your manager.
Yes, absolutely. Dress up. I say that all the time. You know, I do a lot of professional development coaching. I do a lot of coaching of people who want to be promoted. And that's one of the things that I tell them, Gordon, is, you know, look like the person you want to be.
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Arlen Diamond, workplace consultant, also president of Diamond Associates.
Right.
She's in Santa Clara. We're talking about things that get you fired, get you promoted, get you hired. How about things like on the positive side that will do you good at the office?
Treat people well. Don't be a jerk. Work hard, but don't work stupid. You want to create positive visibility. Not just visibility, but positive visibility.
What does that mean?
Well, what that means is volunteer for things. Let people know what you've accomplished, but be subtle about it. And again, if you're looking to be promoted, you know, network. Back in the days when I worked, which is 1,000 years ago or so, I would go to lunch with my superiors. I got known, you know, got better assignments, etc.
Dr. Arlen Diamond, workplace consultant, president of Diamond Associates. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for four straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan as the most improved state for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Monday, June 18. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. Demonstrations over the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy regarding illegal immigration. A vehicle fleeing Border Patrol agents flips in Texas, killing five. Verizon Wireless today begins offering a third unlimited plan targeting the most intensive data users. Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open for the second year in a row. MTV Movie and TV Awards tonight. We'll have actors competing in genderless categories. And celebrating World Cup fans in Mexico City may have caused a mild earthquake. That story in about 20 minutes. Dozens of technology companies have created apps and websites that market text, voice, or video chat therapy for people seeking help with spells of depression, anxiety, or other mental anguish. Other apps expand beyond therapy with tips and advice on meditation and mindfulness. But at a time when suicide rates are on the rise, experts question whether these mobile services are ready for mainstream use, citing lack of clinical evidence that online platforms make a meaningful difference for people. USA Today reporter Ken Altucker says even worse, critics charge that some apps often over-promote and under-deliver for those with pressing mental health needs. Ken, what have you found here?
I think there are a bunch of options here with, you probably have heard of telemedicine, telehealth, that is kind of a larger bucket describing the use of communication and remote communication through internet, video chats, etc., to connect patients to providers Well, here we have mental health, behavioral health, and I think by just about any measure, this nation has some serious challenges in that area. So you have these tech companies developing these apps that essentially connect people with therapists remotely. You know, there are a lot of iterations and different versions and, you know, different business plans with these companies, but that's essentially it, at least with the leading providers. Mm.
All right, so you mentioned a couple in your story, Talkspace, BetterHelp, 7Cups. Do you pay per week, per month? Do you pay on demand?
Yeah, each plan, each company, each app has their, you know, own pricing structure. And in fact, those three were mentioned because they're probably three of the leading apps. However, there are other apps available. And in fact, there's a robot-based app that, for now at least, is free.
Wow.
But yes, they're generally, you pay weekly or you pay monthly a set amount, and that generally gives you access to text messaging with a therapist. In some cases, you can do video calls or phone calls as well.
Mm.
So all the specifics are laid out among the different apps, but that's the general idea.
Do they go so far as to claim that they're saving lives?
Well, that's the rub. What some researchers at Harvard Medical School, they've looked at this pretty closely, and that's one of the criticisms they have with this this modality is that you know, the ultimate measure is, are you preventing suicides, with the nation's suicide rate on the rise you know, since 1999 by nearly 30%. Mm. That's the ultimate goal. You know, what he has found in researching all the published studies on this topic is there's really no evidence of that. There are some that, you know, have claimed in research that they can reduce signs of depression, which certainly is something. But these researchers would like to see more evidence on this.
We're speaking with Ken Altucker, USA Today health reporter, and he's written a piece about some of these mental health therapy apps. All right, so with something like BetterHelp, which you list as a pricing from $35 to $80 per week, or $140 to $320 per month, is that type of stuff covered by insurance?
Yeah, the I guess it would depend on your insurance plan, and they'll refer you to your individual plan. There's one customer of BetterHelp that I did speak with. In her case, you know, it wasn't covered, so she tried it out for about 3 months. She generally liked the service, but she felt like she was missing something. At the time, she said she was paying $28 a week for unlimited chat. So she decided, looked at her insurance coverage, and ultimately the better option for her was in-person therapy. Now she's gone on to choose another app, a meditation app, that she thinks the combination works well for her. Mm. So she's not against the modality at all, but there is an out-of-pocket expense for her that her insurance did not cover. That and the fact that you don't, at least she didn't have the in-person touch that, you know, a lot of people like. So that's what led her to choose another option.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Altucker, USA Today reporter. 20 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Monday. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, anyone who's witnessed this scene in Colorado last week likely thought they were dreaming, hallucinating, or both. Video taken by a man in Commerce City shows a pair of portable toilets being lifted up into the air by strong winds. The clip, posted onto the man's Facebook page, shows residents at a park enjoying a sunny day, until all of a sudden a gust of wind begins to ravage their outdoor fun and party tent. While everyone runs for cover, the portable toilets are seen being carried across a sidewalk, then slamming in the parked cars before one takes off into the sky. And to answer your next question, yes, fluids from the portable toilet also appear to leak out as it continues its upward journey before it eventually crashes back down. Park goers shielded their children from the flying debris during the incident, and no one appeared to be seriously injured.
What kind of debris?
There was just everything was flying around. This actually
not actually debris.
Not flying toilet debris.
Yeah, okay.
Just debris in general, because this was much more than a gust of wind. They call this in the story a gust of wind. I watched the video. This must have been like a dust devil or something, kind of a mini tornado situation.
Just clarify, were these like those porta potty things?
Yeah, porta potties. I mean, wow, very high. It sucked up, you know, probably 50 to 75 feet up in the air,
jeez,
and then just flies out of the camera's range. I mean, you don't even know where it goes, and thankfully it doesn't appear it landed on anybody.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, it was a pretty bad situation. Now,
those things have to be reasonably heavy,
yeah,
because they're filled
with liquids.
Yeah, I mean, water, whatever
solution, whatever it is. Lots of liquid in there, no matter what.
Goodness, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So thankfully, it appears nobody was hurt. Much more serious than the headline made it appear after I looked at the video.
Holy cow!
And if you buy something, Gordon, and you think you might have gotten ripped off, your first instinct might be to contact the authorities. That logic isn't very sound, however, when the purchase in question is crystal meth. According to the Huffington Post, a man named Douglas Peter Kelly found that out the hard way last week when he purchased some crystal meth from his dealer that he thought wasn't exactly up to speed. Fearing a ripoff, the 49-year-old contacted the sheriff's office, saying that he wanted the drugs tested because he had a bad reaction. Investigators said Kelly even wanted to press charges against the person who sold him the illegal drugs a week earlier. So the drug unit detectives invited him to come on down and have the contraband tested. Kelly then drove to the sheriff's office and allegedly gave detectives a crystal-like substance wrapped in aluminum foil that, yes, tested positive for methamphetamine. The positive test had negative results for Kelly, who was arrested on charges of possession. The sheriff's office posted Kelly's arrest on Facebook with a reminder, "Remember, our detectives are always ready to assist anyone who believes they were misled in their illegal drug purchases."
That's great.
I love that. I'm loving the era of police posting these things on Facebook now. Just for us. Really just giving us material for our show.
Well, you do have clever ones.
Oh, I mean,
there are some guys out there who are pretty clever with these postings.
Yeah, yeah. There seems to be at least one person in every department sort of in charge of coming up with the clever stuff.
And the guy in question here was 49 years old.
Yes.
Seasoned enough
to
know what possibly could go down when you call police on such matters.
This is not some teenager.
Right.
Who probably would have thought better.
This guy was never called genius, I'm presuming.
Yeah, it would have,
in his first 49 years of life.
Yes. No Mensa here.
13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. A new study on dog behavior may help us better understand how human personalities affect obesity. Scientists in Budapest, Hungary, asked volunteers to bring in their pet dogs, which the scientists would separate into average weight or obese categories. The researchers brought out a low-value meal in a bowl or something that wasn't filling or exciting for a dog. Then the researchers would either bring out a bowl with nothing in it or a bowl with a high-value, tasty meal. Newsweek says the scientists thought that the obese dogs would be more likely to wait for the potential high value. However, the obese dogs quickly devoured the low-value meal right away. From an evolutionary standpoint, this may have been a beneficial behavior in wild animals. Animals can rarely be sure if and when their next meal will happen, so they may jump on any opportunity to eat. You know, I do notice a lot of similarities between my eating habits and a dog's eating habits. Basically, if food is there, it should be eaten. It's simple. It's 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koschenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, the emotional policy of separating children from their parents is starting to divide Republicans and their allies as Democrats turn up the pressure. Former First Lady Laura Bush called the policy cruel and immoral, while Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine expressed concerns about it on CBS yesterday.
If you cross the border with children, your children are going to be ripped away from you. That's traumatizing to the children who are innocent victims, and it is contrary to our values in this country.
The signs of splintering of GOP support come after longtime Trump ally, the Reverend Franklin Graham, called the policy disgraceful. Numerous religious groups, including some conservative ones, have pushed to stop the practice. Five undocumented immigrants were killed yesterday after a high-speed chase with authorities in Texas. The driver of the vehicle, an unidentified suspected smuggler and a U.S. citizen, survived the crash. 14 people were in the SUV when a Border Patrol agent began pursuing it. At speeds topping 100 miles an hour, the SUV careened off the road near the town of Big Wells, southwest of San Antonio. 12 undocumented immigrants were ejected on impact. Two gunmen opened fire at an all-night arts and music festival early this morning in Trenton, New Jersey, sending people running over each other in the scramble to safety. One suspect was killed and 22 were injured. Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofri.
The investigations revealed that the shooting appears to be related to several gangs having neighborhood gangs from here in the city of Trenton having a dispute at the venue.
Of 17 people treated for gunshot wounds, four of them, including a 13-year-old boy, remain in critical condition.
That's not the way you're supposed to do it, Dad. They want us to do it this way.
I don't know that way. Why would they change math? Math is math. Math is math.
The combined powers of superheroes and the Pixar brand helped Incredibles 2 to become the biggest animated opening of all time and the eighth highest film launch overall. Disney says the film earned $180 million in its first weekend, far surpassing analyst expectations. The previous animation record holder, another Pixar sequel, Finding Dory, which had a $135 million launch in 2016.
Wow, impressive weekend. Thank you, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Irving Lozano scored the lone goal in Mexico's 1-0 victory over reigning World Cup champ Germany yesterday, and it appears to have led to an artificial earthquake in Mexico City as fans cheered. Two monitoring stations in Mexico City picked up the trembler the same time Lozano scored, 35 minutes into the match. Seismologists in Chile also said their instruments detected an artificial trembler at the same time. It's always a good time, by the way, to hear Spanish soccer play-by-play. Unbelievable. Favorite image of the World Cup so far, by the way? An Egyptian fan in a wheelchair held in the air by Mexican and Colombian supporters so that guy could see over the top of standing fans who had all gathered in a Russian plaza to hang out and watch on a big screen TV. Three games on tap today, including England at 2 p.m. Eastern Time versus Tunisia. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.